6:06 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined in studio by a candidate for mayor of Maury County, Mr. David Baker. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Michael. Great to be here. Good morning, Michael. Great to be here.
It's great to have you here as well, David. Now, I don't believe I've ever interviewed a political candidate who has 11 children. That would be you.
That is, 11 children. We love it. My wife was number 8 of 14. We met in Bible college, and she told me that she wanted to have at least 8 because she was number 8. When she was a little girl, she told her mom, she said, "Mom, if you didn't have 8, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have 8 when I get to be a mommy." That was her little girl philosophy. So when she told me that, I said, "Okay, I love kids. I'll try to help you take care of them." Not thinking any woman's going to want to go through that 8 times. That just does not seem like a lot of fun to us guys.
Your wife has had 11 children.
She's had 11. And,
now, your background is you were raised in Santa Fe, in Maury County,
Santa Fe, Tennessee.
Santa Fe, you know, we do this little taking the fifth quiz, and one of the questions I don't think I'll be able to ask it now, but one of the questions that I have in my stored up is how do you pronounce Santafe? Because most people will say
Santa Fe. Yep.
But no, it is Santa Fe.
That's it.
So you grew up in Santa Fe. You left. Your dad worked with DuPont, is that right?
Yeah, DuPont Company, and they had a downturn economy in the late 70s. And when I was in the middle of sixth grade, we had to move, transfer to Iowa.
Transferred to Iowa? Where in Iowa?
Fort Madison, southeast corner, right on the Mississippi River.
Oh, southeast corner. I know. I've probably driven through it.
Yeah.
What was your time like in Iowa?
It was rough. We moved in the middle of the school year, and bullying was really bad. I got in 6 fights the first week.
Bullying? In Iowa.
In Iowa. So
my goodness.
It's a major in so many schools and, boy, problems. But then to get along, I started trying to change to be a part like them and got into alcohol and then drugs and moved out of the house when I was in high school, told my parents I wouldn't live by their rules, finished high school in a party apartment, and then joined the Army. So no one's going to tell me what to do.
So, and what, you were a paratrooper in the Army?
Paratrooper, yes. Fort Jackson, Fort Gordon, Fort Benning, Korea for a year, and Fort Bragg my last year.
So after you got out of the Army, as a paratrooper, and you spent 3 years there.
Right? Yes, 3 years in the Army.
So then you went and went to Bible college.
Yeah. Well, my plan was the Army was paying for college and law school. I was coming back in the military as a military attorney, retired at 38, set up a law practice. That was my plan. And God had other plans, and I ran from it, and God finally got my attention. So went to Bible college that fall and met my wife, finished in 3 years, youth pastor in California, and then we went to Columbia, Tennessee, right at 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
30
okay.
years ago.
Long time. And so you've been a pastor there. Now you're currently also a chaplain.
Yes, chaplain at the Maury County Jail, and done some chaplain at nursing homes and health companies, but chaplain at the Maury County Jail and pastoring.
And pastoring. Now, why on earth would a chaplain and pastor decide you want to run for county executive in Maury County?
Yeah.
By the way, it is, as you know, Maury County, it's that bastion of freedom, that turbocharged engine of economic growth.
Yes.
That's a phrase that Andy Ogles used when he was here with us.
No, yeah. The last thing I ever wanted to be was a preacher, and then God turned my mind on that. And the second last thing I'd ever want to do would be a, quote, politician. I spoke, Republican Party asked me to speak at the Veterans Dinner in November, and the lady said—
Of this year?
This year.
So until November of this year, the thought of you being a political candidate for anything
never
was not on your mind.
Never. I'm always a part of the party. I go to the events, and usually many times they ask me to pray, and I'm glad to be a part and speak and preach on biblical American issues that I believe we should cover. It's amazing how many pastors don't get involved and don't have anything to do with that, and I think that's wrong.
We were talking about this before,
during the
break here. A famous pastor, David Lipscomb,
yeah,
way back in the 1890s. Namesake of Lipscomb University,
Woman
of Christ, he basically said his view was Christians should not even vote.
Crazy.
Now, and there are some in that denomination, very few, that still abide by that. But to me, that seems entirely counter to what America's about. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And when I spoke that night, I talked about that separation of church and state. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how many people do not understand that. They think if you say Jesus or Christian or anything like that, you're violating that. And it's not. Separation of church and state is very simply, Congress shall make no law establishing a religion. Mm-hmm. The countries that they came from had state religions, Church mm-hmm. of England, Catholic, Presbyterian, Lutheran. And in America, we didn't want that. By the way, most of the colonies had state religions. Mm-hmm. But the federal government started and they made that First Amendment that said, Congress shall not make a law establishing a religion. They didn't want to make Baptist or Presbyterian or Episcopal the religion of the country, because when that happens, now the others are persecuted. Mm-hmm. It did not mean that Christians shouldn't be a part. In fact, many of them had morality laws. You couldn't run for office unless you were faithful to a church. That's how big it was back then. So it's amazing how it's changed nowadays. Oh, if you're a Christian, they don't even want you to be a part.
Well, when we come back, we'll learn about what your agenda is for Maury County. We're talking to David Baker, who's a candidate for county executive in Maury County. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.